Parshas Chayesara, it says, Avram Zokin Ba Bayomim, that Avram was old and he came with his days. Mayono Shel Torah says that there's an idea expressed by many Talmidei Chachamim that Avram came with all of his days, meaning that not one of his days of his life was wasted, and that each and every day he accomplished a tremendous amount. It's a limud where could follow Avram's footsteps, that each day is an entirely new and different experience from any other day. Yesterday you may have done a lot, but you still need to make an effort to accomplish something else today. And at the beginning of each day, ask yourself, what can I accomplish today? At the end of the day, ask yourself, what have I accomplished today? And do everything you can to every day have an accomplishment. And of course, Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave us a chesed of tshuva. If you think about prior days that were not used the right way, you could always do tshuva on that as well. But the idea is, Bo Bayomim, to learn from Avraham Avinu and fill up every single day with meaning and with serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that day. We're going to talk today about what that the Shidduch is min HaShemayim. It says, Vayan Lovan Upsuel Vayomru. Me'ashem yatza adavar. Lavan and Besuel said that it came from Hashem. From here you see that from Hashemayim, Isha le'ish, it's min Hashemayim. And the Rashba says that although this, that shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides Zivugim were said, originated from Lavan and Besuel, and they were not exactly tzaddikim, but it's the Shairish and Taira, and they had to be Maida ala Emes, that Me Hashem Yatza Hadavar, that it's Min HaShemayim. When we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ordained every match and to bring it forth with special Siyata Deshmaya, and when you approach a relationship knowing that you're playing a role in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, then you have a different goal and objective in your mind when you go into marriage in that mindset, realizing Me Hashem Yatza Hadavar, that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is aware that he is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, then he does his best to follow that plan, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with it. This is my wife that Hashem designated for me, and how I treat her is the part of my Avodas Hashem. And when we have that mindset, and we bring that perspective into our lives and we incorporate it into our relationship, it will have positive results. Because then you realize that the marriage is something that is totally, completely min HaShemayim. And a hatzlocha d'ka marriage is when both parties put in their 100% for each other. It's not about me, it's about us. And not to be fixated about one's own personal needs, but rather to think of the needs of the other. As the Michtam Leo says, that's the Nesina and the Ahava. The Panini Malatayr brings down a fascinating insight here, that we need to remember that first bracha of the Sheva Brachas, all the days of our life, all the days of our married life, we need to come back to that first bracha after the Bayer Pri Agafen, which is Shahakol Bara Lechvaydai, that he created everything for his kavod, for his glory. And it's fascinating. You don't mention the chasen, you don't mention the kala. Nothing's mentioned there about the chasana and the chasen and kala. In the other brachas, it mentions it. Shahakol Bara Lechvaydai. Marriage is not mentioned even. Yotzer Adam has an inyan of the Yitzira of Adam and Chava, but over here, what is this? So you see from here that this first bracha, Rabbi Twersky said this vart, that the bracha is placed there in the beginning of the Sheva Brachas to define what a Jewish marriage actually is. When a husband and wife stand beneath the chuppah, and they understand the tachlis of their marriage up front, They realize that marriage is not for their own self-gratification. Rather, it's to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, Shahakol Bara Lechvoidai. Everything was created in His honor. That's how a marriage works. If both the husband and the wife have within them that feeling, it will lead to positive results. If you're aware from the get-go, right away from the beginning, and if we forgot, we remember ourselves and remind ourselves now, both the Ish and the Isha, both the husband and the wife, that Shahakol Bara Lechvoidai, we're going to make this marriage based on that first bracha of the Sheva Brachas. He created everything for His glory. And He plays that role. When your marriage is good, you bring honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that good marriage. And that's a tremendous motivation to work on marriage, to put in the hard work, because you're bringing kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing so. And that's how you mekadesh Shem Shamayim. He brings it up, Rabbi Fran brought two stories about what marriage really is from two gedolim. Rabbi Yavke Kamenetsky was once at a wedding and he needed a ride back to Muncie. And a single person was asked, would he mind giving the Rosh Hashiva a ride? And of course, he would jump at the opportunity. But Rabbi Yaakov, interestingly, asked the young man if he could take a look at his car. And the young man was sort of puzzled. He took Rabbi Yaakov to his car. He opened the back door. Rabbi Yaakov opened the back door and sat down in the back seat for a few moments. And then he came out of the car, he shut the back door, and he told this this bacher, I'll be happy to travel with you to Muncie. So this young man was like, in his head, was wondering, this was unusual behavior. And Rabbi Yaakov noticed that he was puzzled, so he said that my Rebbetzin is joining us on the ride back to Muncie, and she'll be sitting in the back seat. And I wanted to be certain that she would be comfortable, so I tried out the seat, and I felt sore that it was comfortable enough. And that's why I decided that we're going to take up your offer for you to do the chesed for us to take us home from the chasana. So he wasn't concerned about the make of the car, the status of the car, just that it was comfortable for his wife. That's Rabbi Yaakov. Another one is that there was a Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Twersky. He was nifter shortly after being diagnosed with Yenamachla, and the doctor more or less said that it's very grim. And the Rebbe called his son, Ram Shia, also a doctor, to discuss treatments. And he told his son, they want to give me chemotherapy. It probably won't work based on the particular condition he was in. It will not work. It will only prolong the inevitable for a short time, and it would also be very painful. And his son agreed, and so the father told the son, since I have very little to gain and much to lose, I won't go to that therapy. And the son also felt it was a wise decision, and they would share that with the doctor. So while this was going on, though, the Rebbetzin in the hall was talking with the doctor regarding the husband's prognosis and treatment options. And the Rebbetzin, they overheard. She asked the doctor if the treatment will prolong his life. And the doctor said, in his estimation, maybe a few months it'll prolong his life. And the Rebbetzin said, if it will give my husband a few more months, even a few more days, we want it. And the Rebbetzin came into the room and notified her husband that the doctor felt that chemotherapy would help for a few months. And she said, I want you to have it. And then she left the room. And the Rebbe turned to his son and said, like the following. This is tremendous godless. He says, we both know that the therapy will not help. It won't give me the promised 2 months. As a result, it'll be very painful for me. But if I do not do this therapy, your mother will be guilt-ridden for the rest of her life that she could have done something. So therefore, I'll go through the therapy so that she shouldn't feel bad. And he took the therapy, even of course, the tremendous amount of pain and uncomfortableness because he wanted to spare his wife of any guilt feelings associated with survivors, like if I could have done more or insisted on therapy and so on. This is like the height of selflessness. Not everyone's in that madrega. Not everyone's expected to react that way, but everyone according to their own madrega in very normal, ordinary day-to-day life, we could learn to be more selfless and less selfish. And that is one tremendous yisoid. Now, Shem Yotza Adavar, and the first bracha, the Shev bracha, should resonate in our minds. And if we didn't think about it for a long time, we see it, hear it by Sheva brachas, but in our own marriage. You think about it pertaining to our own marriages. Shahakol bara lechvaydai. And if the husband and wife jointly have that feeling of shahakol bara lechvaydai, the marriage will be beautiful, begashmias and beruchnias together. Another thing we learn in this week's parsha, that Avram Avinu, when he told Ephraim, Nasati kesef asadakach mimeni, I want to give you the money for the land, take it from me. And Rashi basically says Nasati means he already gave the money, even though he just said he wants to give it. Avram was in essence telling Ephraim, the money is already for you. I wish I already have given it to you. And the Torah contrasts Avram's attitude towards money with Ephraim. Ephraim had a strong desire for money, wanted a high price for it. He spoke a lot about generosity, but he was stingy and selfish, and he wanted that high price. Avram was eager to pay his debt, even before it was actually due. He didn't want to keep the money, even for a short while. That's why he said, Nasati, I wish I already have given it. This is a very important yesod regarding people who pay back debts. Yes, if one is not yet able to pay it back, and they're an einus, and they do everything they can to pay it back in a short period of time. But the mahalach should be is, I don't want to owe. I want to pay back my debt as soon as possible. And Avram felt pleasure. He felt a certain simcha when you pay off a debt. And that's really how we're supposed to feel too. When we pay back a debt to be besimcha, that Baruch Hashem, we were able to pay back the debt. Rapam Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Parshas Chayesara, every year, Kamat every year, he used to talk about Shaduchim to the Bachrim. We mentioned a few things in the last year pertaining to what he said in those Shiurim. The idea being, though, is it's a lesson not just for when you're going into Shaduchim, but after you get married as well, to always keep the Tachlis in mind. To always realize sort of what we said before of Shahakal Bara Lechvaydai and what the Tachlis is. And a lot in marriage, he said this many, many times, is connected to Tikkun HaMidos, working on one's own Midos, and the power of words. To be very sensitive when you talk. To be very, very sensitive not to cause hurt feelings. To know when to be quiet. To know when to be respectful. And he mentioned it, Rapam, many times, not just Parshas Chayesara, that what happens is, it's sad that when you are in Shaduchim and you're dating or whatever it is, you're very careful. You weigh your words carefully. What you're going to say, how you're going to say it. And what happens is, unfortunately, is after you're married for a while, that goes out the window. And the truth is, it makes no difference how long you're married. You could be married for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. And you could start now, no matter what happened till now. Go back to those early days. Change the whole mindset. Be careful on how you should talk to your husband or to your wife with a greater sensitivity, with a greater respect, to work on one's midos. Treat her special. Treat him special. And that midos tovos, that you work on yourself. It could sometimes be hard work. takes thought, it takes thinking, and life is hectic. You can get frustrated because of the stresses in life. But if you show your wife kindness and caring, and your wife shows a husband kindness and caring, it could come a long way to heal a lot of wounds, to repair the relationship, to make it stronger than it ever was before. So that's a very, very important thing. He told as Bachrim that with how careful you are while you're dating, be mamshich with that, being careful after you get married and years after you get married. Be very, very careful. And that is an Eitz HaTayva, to work on one's midos, especially pertaining to your interactions with your wife and with your husband. Have a wonderful Shabbos.